Bedtime Bites presents Spooky Fun with the Bouncing Broomsticks. Toby was a curious little boy who loved Halloween more than any other holiday. As the crisp October air filled his lungs, he couldn't help but feel excited about all the spooky decorations appearing in his neighborhood. One chilly evening, just as the sun was setting, Toby noticed something peculiar in old Mrs. Whiskers' yard next door. A group of broomsticks were propped up against her rickety fence, their bristles swaying gently in the breeze. "How odd," Toby thought, pressing his nose against his bedroom window for a better look. Suddenly, one of the broomsticks twitched, then another, and another. Before Toby could blink, all the broomsticks sprang to life, bouncing and twirling in the air like acrobats at a circus. Toby's eyes widened with wonder. He had to get a closer look. Quietly, he tiptoed down the stairs and slipped out the back door, careful not to wake his parents. As he approached Mrs. Whiskers' yard, the broomsticks froze mid-bounce. Toby held his breath, worried they might fly away. But then, the smallest broomstick hopped towards him, its bristles tickling his feet playfully. "Hello there," Toby whispered, reaching out to pat the broom's handle. To his surprise, the broom nuzzled his hand like a friendly puppy. Soon, all the other broomsticks gathered around, curious about their new friend. The largest broomstick, with a red ribbon tied around its handle, seemed to be the leader. It gestured for Toby to climb aboard. Hesitantly, Toby grabbed hold of the handle and swung his leg over. Before he knew it, they were soaring through the night sky. The cool wind rushed through Toby's hair as they zoomed past twinkling stars and fluffy clouds. The other broomsticks followed, creating a magical parade in the sky. They dipped and twirled, causing Toby to giggle with delight. As they flew over the town, Toby saw all sorts of Halloween preparations below. Jack-o'-lanterns winked up at him, their orange glow warm and inviting. Fake cobwebs stretched across porches, and spooky skeletons danced in windows. The broomsticks took Toby on a tour of all the best decorated houses in town. They even stopped by the local pumpkin patch where the brooms played a game of hide-and-seek among the vines. As the night grew late, the red-ribboned broomstick steered the group back towards Toby's house. They landed softly in Mrs. Whiskers' yard, and Toby climbed off, giving each broom a grateful pat. "Thank you for the amazing adventure," he whispered. The broomsticks bobbed up and down, as if nodding in response. Just then, Toby heard the back door of his house creaking open. "Toby, are you out there?" his mother called. Quickly, the broomsticks arranged themselves against the fence, looking as ordinary as they had before their magical journey. Toby rushed back to his yard, his heart full of excitement and wonder. "I'm here, Mom," he called. "I was just looking at the stars." His mother ushered him inside, reminding him it was way past his bedtime. As Toby climbed into bed, he couldn't stop smiling. He knew he'd just experienced something truly magical. From that night on, every Halloween, Toby would look out his window at Mrs. Whiskers' fence. Sometimes, if he was very quiet and patient, he'd catch a glimpse of a broomstick giving him a friendly wave. And so, Toby learned that Halloween wasn't just about candy and costumes. It was about the magic that fills the air, the adventures waiting to be had, and the unexpected friends you might make, even if those friends happened to be a bunch of bouncing broomsticks. As Toby drifted off to sleep, he dreamed of soaring through starry skies, surrounded by his newfound broomstick buddies. And in the morning, when he told his parents about his incredible dream, they simply smiled and said, "What a wonder."